Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Stars take on Calgary. They're in the spotlight. Game one of their playoff run against the Flames, 4:30 on NBC Sports Network. And one of our more entertaining guests, former star Brent Severn, joining us on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Brent, what have you thought of this format? And what do you think of the bubble that the NHL has set up and just the way this whole craziness has played out?
Yeah, it is crazy, that's for sure. But listen, if you're going to be stranded on an island, you might as well be stranded on a five-star hotel with your own volleyball courts, your own basketball courts. You got ping pong tables. You got room service. I think they're doing just fine. But yeah, hey, the NHL has done an absolutely wonderful job of maintaining that bubble, getting these games through. That was the big question coming through. So I think it's been awesome. I really do. If you watch the other sports, obviously, have struggled a little bit. The NHL has done it right. And I think the games have been outstanding, even without the fans, and it's been fun to watch so far.
How do you feel about the Stars being able to flip a switch? Like, we had Ben Bishop on during the pandemic, the start of it, and they were on a losing streak. And then they didn't get a win for the longest time until the other day against St. Louis in the shootout. Are the Stars going to have to flip a switch in order to take care of Calgary, and do you think they can do it?
Yeah, it is really difficult. There's no question about that. And you always want to be going into the playoffs with a little bit of jump, a little pizzazz, a little confidence. And it's a different level. The Calgary Flames have a hard series against the Winnipeg Jets. So it was battle. It was intensity. It was playoff intensity. Where if you look at the round robin by the teams, there wasn't that fight, that battle, that extra effort that you needed. So Stars are going to have to find a way. And the good thing is for the Dallas Stars that the Flames were very physical in that first series. So what's going to happen is the Stars are going to get punched in the face. And if you've ever been punched in the face, it usually wakes you up. I know there were times in my career when I really didn't feel like I was going to want to fight or really get into it that night, and someone would punch me in the face. And guess what? I'd be ready to fight and ready to get after it. So expect the fur to fly in this one very early. Stars are going to have to be ready physically. This is a team, the Calgary Flames, that can score a ton of goals. The Stars also have to be better defensively in their own end. I know there's a lot of talk of the goal scoring for the Dallas team, but we haven't seen that strong defensive structure yet, I think, from my view. So hopefully moving forward, we're going to see that switch being flipped a little bit in all areas of their game.
How much of their lack of goal scoring has been because they're not tremendous on the power play this year?
Yeah, it's part of it. When your power play is 11%, you know, in this little series that they went through. And usually a 25% is a power play that's going to get you there. But you look at the usual suspects that are supposed to be scoring the goals, whether it's Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn, Pavelski was brought in. They are still having trouble finishing off plays. Rick Bowness talked about it yesterday in his Zoom interview that, you know, they got chances, they were able to create, but they're also missing the net quite a bit. They're missing these opportunities. In a game, you're only going to get so many chances. So it's really about bearing down. When you get the opportunity, you can't miss, especially as tight as it is for Dallas and their inability both on the power play and even strength to score goals.
You know, one thing I love, Brent, about these series, and especially in hockey, is that, you know, guys, there's always guys that can get under your skin that can kind of like get chippy with you. You know, you'll have these throughout these, especially you get to game 5, 6, 7, whatever, and it really becomes magnified. We don't know how it's going to be. There's no crowds involved, but, you know, who does Calgary have that can kind of get under the skin? Who do the Stars have that will be able to get under their skin?
Well, the name you're going to hear a lot that we're going to highlight today on Fox as well for our pregame show is Matthew Tkachuk. He is a guy that he's a big, strong kid. He yaps. He chops at you. He stirs it up every single shift. And it's going to take Stars fans probably 30 seconds to understand that they really hate this guy. And they want a guy like Jamie Benn just to take and run his head through the glass. So on the other side of it, for the Stars, I would like to see Jamie Benn increase his physicality. He is a guy that can set the tempo of a game because it's going to be important. Tkachuk is going to be going right after him. Tkachuk is going to try to stir it up, and I think that's going to be good for Dallas because the physical aspect of the Stars really goes through Jamie Benn. When Jamie's engaged, he's battling, he's going to the net. He's going to create some offense that way, but also he pushes back on this team. And we always like to say an angry Jamie Benn is a good Jamie Benn.
Yeah, I know for the Stars it's been different because they've been in the round robin, but have the games in Edmonton and Toronto that you've seen that were like the actual series games, have they felt different? Like, have they felt like they're not playoff games? Because there's no crowd, there's no...
Yeah, well, not really the crowds, but just the round robin, you know, it was a little fluffy for me. I don't like fluffy hockey. I want you to get in there, and I want you to get packed and whacked and chopped. And the round robin for me was a little fluffy, with or without fans. Like, people always ask me that, but even if I go back to my training camps that I had with teams where we used to have like six teams come to training camp, and it was an absolute brawl with teams. Guys were hacking and whacking. There was no fans, and it was 2 weeks, and it was a battle. And even 3-on-3 in practice sometimes would get intense. You know, guys are so competitive. So the guys, I think, have really stepped it up. And when you talk to, when you hear the players talk throughout the different series, you actually forget about the fans. You really do when you're playing. You forget that you're out there with fans, and you kind of lose track of the volume of what's going on. So that I don't think has really bothered the guys at all. It's been intense. It's been fun. So expect nothing but a playoff-type atmosphere minus the fans in these games.
And one of the reasons that Brent Severn may not like fluffy hockey, random fact, first NHL player to fight during a game in Japan.
Yeah.
And it looked like the Japanese loved it.
Yeah, they were into it, that's for sure. And the funny part about it, I don't know if you can see it, there's a rink, but in that rink we were on top of a swimming pool. So not only was it the first fight in Japan, I think I probably had the first fight in a swimming pool in the NHL history. So, yeah, very proud. Those are the kind of stats you dig up for me. So beautiful moment. I really appreciate that.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.